From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin made a rare visit to a Russian airbase in Syria Monday, declaring victory over the terrorists and announcing a partial withdrawal of Russian forces. Mr. Putin said Russia's military presence has come to an end. The motherland awaits you, and he thanked them for their service. It was the Russian leader's first trip to Syria since Russia intervened in September 2015, allowing Syrian forces to reverse their battlefield losses. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was on hand. He said both Russian and Syrian blood has been shed on the land, and that will be long remembered. He praised both militaries for what he called their exceptional unity. The U.S. Defense Department, however, questioned the extent of the Russian pullout. A Pentagon spokesman said past statements have not always corresponded with actual troop reductions. David Lesh, history professor at Trinity University and a Syria watcher, said the announcement may have to do more with Russian domestic politics.
I think he wants to clearly show to the Russian people and to these various sinecures in power in Russia that this is not, you know, the Soviet Union in Afghanistan in the 1980s. It's not the U.S. In Iraq after 2003. In other words, that they're not going to get bogged down in a quagmire.
Meanwhile, a war monitors said Islamic State jihadists have been driven out by Syrian forces and Iranian-backed militia backed by Russian planes in Hama and rebel-controlled Idlib provinces. In Somalia's capital Mogadishu Monday, a Somali TV journalist was killed in a car bombing. Mohammed Ibrahim Gabau had borrowed the car from a friend. Unexpectedly, it exploded, and he died on the spot. A spokesman for the mayor said a bomb had been planted in the car. This is VOA News. A fifth day of protests against President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital erupted once again Monday in Lebanon. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted Russian President Putin, who stopped in Egypt and Turkey after declaring victory in Syria. Both leaders were critical of Mr. Trump's decision. Mr. Erdogan said Israel continues to stoke the fires, accusing it of increasing pressure and violence against Palestinians. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meeting European Union officials in Brussels, insisted the declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital only reflects reality on the ground, claiming the city has been Israel's capital for thousands of years.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. No one can deny it. It doesn't obviate peace. It makes peace possible. Because recognizing reality is the substance of peace. It's the foundation of peace.
But EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini stuck by the view that a two-state solution with a divided Jerusalem is the only viable way to achieve peace. British Prime Minister Theresa May, addressing Parliament Monday, hailed what she called a new sense of optimism surrounding the Brexit departure talks with the European Union after reaching an interim deal allowing what she called a smooth and orderly way to exit the EU.
The progress so far has required give and take for the UK and the EU to move forwards together, and that is what we have done. But there is, I believe, a new sense of optimism now in the talks, and I fully hope and expect that we will confirm the arrangements I have set out today in the European Council later this week.
The next phase of Brexit is expected to come Thursday and Friday to open the way for talks to begin future trade relations after Britain leaves the EU after more than 40 years. President Donald Trump Monday announced his intention to keep the U.S. the leader in manned space exploration as he signed Space Policy Directive No. 1.
The directive I'm signing today will refocus America's space program on human exploration and discovery.
He also said it will create a foundation for a mission to Mars and beyond. No one has stepped on the moon since American astronauts did so aboard Apollo 17. In 1972. The cryptocurrency Bitcoin's futures debut on the Chicago Board of Options Exchange was a successful beginning, opening Sunday at $15,460, soaring to as high as $18,650 Monday, attracting investors worldwide. It was the first time investors could get exposure to the Bitcoin market through a large regulated exchange. Thousands of firefighters backed by aircraft continue battling one of California's largest wildfires that has consumed more than 90,000 hectares, destroyed hundreds of structures, and forced thousands to flee. The so-called Thomas Fire continues to rage nearly out of control, threatening communities northwest of Los Angeles. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.